With technology playing an increasing role in everyday life, childhood is not what it used to be. Parents and teachers alike are worried about how screen time and social media are affecting kids, with some schools going so far as to ban phones completely. The Wire's Benjamin Trude investigated.
Our world and the way we live is constantly changing, and so too is the environment our younger generations grow up in. When we think about our childhood memories, while those from baby boomers and Gen Xers might include running around the neighborhood, playing tag, or building forts, for some millennials, and certainly many people from Gen Z, their memories might reflect something more like this. Younger generations today are growing up with smartphones, tablets, gaming consoles, and other electronic devices literally at their fingertips. And according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the average child aged between 11 and 14 spends over 9 hours in front of a screen per day. Now, the list of side effects from too much screen time is long and complex, but according to the American Academy of Child and Adolescent Psychiatry, some of the most significant include obesity, eye strain, and short-sightedness. I spoke with Leonard Veerman, a professor of public health at Griffith University, and he explained that by children spending their time on screens, other positive ways in which they should spend their time are often neglected.
Since there's only 24 hours in a day, that goes at the expense of something else, and that could be homework, that could be reading a book, but often that's also physical activity, so it makes it easier to have that sedentary behavior.
When physical activity is replaced with screen time, the potential health risks associated are certainly alarming.
Countless studies, follow-up studies following people, show that there's highly likely to be a causal relationship between a lack of physical activity and all kinds of chronic diseases, likewise for obesity.
So, what can we do to ensure our children are not spending too much time on their devices and do not become vulnerable to these health risks? Professor Veerman says it's certainly not an easy task, but that it's up to parents to act as role models for their children.
It's a tough problem. Making, setting some norms and rules is important. But then, of course, you also have to set the example. And if you set rules, then you live by them yourself as well.
Perhaps as a child you'd heard the cliche, your eyes will go square. Another significant factor to the consequences of screen time is the effects it can have on our eyes. To find out more, I reached out to Dr. Katrina Schmid, an associate professor at the Centre for Vision and Eye Research in Queensland. Dr. Schmid explained that, simply put, as humans, we are not designed to sit and stare at screens for hours on end.
Really, our visual system is just not developed to look up close for that long a period of time. We have systems, made to look far, look close, look at and do a whole range of different kind of activities. It was not really developed to just look up close.
The side effects of staring at screens for prolonged periods of time differ between age groups, and the younger generation are indeed at risk of some adverse consequences.
In young people and kids, so, the less than 10, 12-year-olds, our major concern is myopia development. So there's an association between spending hours and hours and hours per day on this kind of devices up close for short-sightedness to develop.
Whilst short-sightedness is perhaps among the most major of the side effects, Dr. Schmid went on to explain that people suffer from a range of other factors.
There's a whole group of people who get other kind of symptoms, eye strain symptoms from using devices all the time, which could be, tiredness, headaches, blurred vision, burning and teary eyes, fatigue.
So in an environment where we find technology in most aspects of life, it's up to us to lead by example and ensure our younger generation spend less time on screens. Perhaps we should encourage them to get up off their devices and live for the real world, not for the pixels on their screens.
The Wire's Benjamin Truth with that report.